Okay. I want to start on something today. I don't know if I'll be able to finish it, but I want to start on it, and that's the din of achsanoy on Hanukkah. It's one of the most common issues, one of the most common things that will come up on Hanukkah. And I gave a lesson on it. I teach 2 hours a week in Mechina, so I gave a lesson on it there. So I have actually a few shaylas. So I mentioned a few shaylas that can come up. Shaylas that can come up, for example, is you're invited to eat out with somebody, or you're invited to eat by somebody one night. Can you go ahead and can you light by him, or do you have to wait till you get home and you light at home? You've been invited somewhere for Friday night. What do you do? You're invited somewhere for Ganz and Shabbos, and you're spending Shabbos there. What do you do Friday? You know, let's say it's your Shver in town. Yeah, so you live in Prestwich, your Shver lives in Broughton Park, and you're leaving your place. You go to your Shver 10 minutes, half an hour, 20 minutes before Shabbos. So what time should you, where should you light? Should you light at home, or should you light by your Shver? You've spent the entire Shabbos by your Shver, and now you're going home. So whether it's Manchester, or Manchester, London, doesn't really make a difference. But either way, you've spent the entire Shabbos by a Shver, and now you're planning on going home. Should you light when you get back home to your house? Or at the moment I was still considered living by my Shver, so I should light by my Shver? Yeah? You have a bocher that lives in yeshiva but eats his meals at home. You have a bocher that's the other way around, that eats his meals in yeshiva but he sleeps at home. All these things come up as questions. There's a lot of questions that come around. This is, I think, one of the things that's spoken about the most is this din of achsanoy on Hanukkah. A lot of the other halachas of Hanukkah are pretty straightforward. You don't end up getting into very, very deep water and very big questions. So I want to discuss, maybe first, a few of the yesodis that come up over here. And then once we finish, once we've seen the yesodis, then we're going to move on to answering the questions. So, Yesod number one. Yesod number one is that we know Mitzvah Ner Chanukah as defined by the Gemara is? Ner Shavesa. Right? Meaning, officially speaking, if you want to be very, very pedantic, or Nebuch, let's say, somebody in the time of Muhammad in the Second World War, when people didn't have candles and you wanted to light Nerus in the lager, so what did they do? They went and they, you know, if you had one candle and it lit a little bit, Shigibin Gans fine. Halavai, they had one candle. Right? We live in such a generation of Shefa that it doesn't dawn on anybody that there should be such a thing of what? Mehadrin? I should be Mehadrin, not Mehadrin, not Mehadrin. What's it going to cost? A whole bunch of candles. £2, £3, you buy it in the shop, it's like this. It's nothing. But Lamaisa, there were times, Nebuch in our history, where we had to be Semachan Ner Shabesai. That means the Iker Halacha is Ner Shabesai. That one candle for the entire household for the time. Then you have the Mahadran, which is one menorah moving up, 1, 2, 3, 4, etc., etc., for each family. And the Shulchan Aruch passes that that's how we do it. The Ramah says, Mahadran, Minah Mahadran, that every person lights another menorah, and you have to make sure you put the menorahs far enough apart from each other so that the issue that people might get confused how many days Yom Tov it is, and that's an important halacha. The people might see your neris, all the neris come together in an oifen where you don't know how many days. Is it two people lighting three candles or one person lighting six candles? So you have to be careful with your menorah exactly how you place it and what you do with it. Having said all of that, as we mentioned before, but the mitzvah is Ner Shavesai. Once somebody has lit the menorah for your household, be'etzem, you're not chayv anymore. That's it. Your household has been patterned. So in general, it's the husband that does it. Generally, the husband does, but as we know, women afein hoyubois anes in two oifanim. Number one, they were saved. Number two, that there were women involved in the actual nes as well. That Yehudis was the one that killed Aliporni. And therefore, because we have the women that are properly involved in the nes, so women are also mechuyev. So it is shayach for your wife to light nerus and for you to be yetzer with her. Yeah? And this comes up sometimes. Let's say I had this when I was in, it's now 7 years ago. 7 years ago, Hanukkah, my Schwager had lost his father and he was sitting Shiva in London. And so I took a train down to London and I went to to Menachem Oval, and then I took a train back. Okay? So I took a train down, and then I, you know, whatever time I ended up on the train, and then I had to wait in London till it was back to non, you know, non-peak trains, because peak trains are very, very expensive, although for those of you who have been listening to the Chancellor, between 26 and 30, he's trying to make it a little bit cheaper for people to travel on train, or the Yod and Isht, you know, but the bottom line is, I was over 30 at the time also, but rail car for 26 to 30 now also, Naizach, okay? Yeah, that's, you know, it's not only a shiur, you even get to hear politics at the same time, yeah? So, I have to come back, so there the child is, should my wife light, I was in London, should my wife light whilst I'm in London and I'll come back and she'll have lit for the family already? Or should I light when I get back? Wait, so I was coming back, 8, 9 o'clock, whatever, no, it wasn't going to be 8 o'clock, it was going to be later than that. First off-peak train is 7. So chances are I'll probably only make it back 9:30, 10. Yeah? 9:30, 10. Should you light 9:30, 10? Worried about Tichle Regem and Ashuk? Should my wife light for me? But the Shaila only applies because if my wife wanted to, she could have lit. She could have lit at 4:30, 5 o'clock, whatever time Nach was at the time. She could have lit then, and I would have come back, and I wouldn't have been mechuyev to light Neris, because in the end of the day, she already lit on my behalf. Right? And even if we say Mahadrin, even those who go Mahadrin and Mahadrin, that you don't have, that you have everybody in the family lighting a separate Ner, the husband and the wife never light to. The wife and the husband always go together. So even if you have your kids lighting their own Neris, you and your wife will always be as one. So if your wife lit, then you'll be Yotze. If you lit, your wife will be Yotze. So you can see it's not always so simple. So that's the first thing. If you have somebody lining, there's a dinner shubay. So if you have somebody lining for you at home, if somebody lit on your behalf, your yoitzer neres chanuk already, you don't really need to light again. That's the first thing.
You don't have to be the b'shas
of lukas
neres.
As long as the house has got a candle, you're yoitzer. Now we move on beyond that. We'll discuss later what happens if you want to still light neres even after somebody's lit. Or, faket, your wife's going to be lighting, but you want to light where you are also. Yeah? Can you light where you are, or if your wife lit at home already, you're already yoitzer neri shabeser, what right do you have to light now?
And the wife's in your house,
not your house. The wife's in, no, because it's in your house, it's neri shabeser. Unless you're staying at your shver's house for a whole yom, if you're staying for your shver for whatever reason, place you went to London, you're spending London Hanukkah in London, and you had to go back to Manchester for half a day and go back, so then your house for Yom Tov is now there. So then that'll be your shver's house will be the house, and you'd have to light in your shver's house, and your wife could light for you over there. The same thing. It's not only your house, but wherever your kvius is at that point. Well, no, because there's Mahadrin and a Mahadrin. Pardon? No, because we pass from Mahadrin and a Mahadrin, so everybody can make a bracha. Because you want to be Yotz Mahadrin and Mahadrin. But you and your wife are considered one. And therefore your wife, if she lights, then if your children lit and your wife didn't light, you have a right to come home and you can light afterwards. Because your children can't be mites to you. But if your wife lit, then you have a problem. Okay, so we'll get to that. That's going to be part of the discussion. Can your wife have kavona not to light for you? She's lighting, or faket. Even if your wife is lighting, let's say you have a young couple. For whatever reason, that you know, the husband is in one place and the wife's in another place. And the wife lit at home. The wife's home and the husband's somewhere on a business trip. Yeah? And the wife lit. Can the husband now have das to say, well, look, I'm in the hotel wherever I am. He's in China, Hong Kong, doing some kind of business. She's home in Manchester. Can he go ahead and say, I don't want to be yoitzer with her hadlokas neres, and I want to be yoitzer with my own hadlokas neres, and I'm having in mind now that I should be able to make the bracha, I don't want to be yoitzer with her hadlokas neres. So some say, yeah, go ahead, you said you don't want to have das. Others say, wait a minute. Okay, so let's get to that in a minute, right? So I mentioned two things. So one is, let's talk about if he's on a business trip in London. It's easier. Right? Business trip in London, you're in the same time zone. So there are some that say, you have no right to go ahead and to have in mind not to be yoitzeh, because you're being mechayev yourself in a bracha that bets me not mechayevin. What right do you have to start off and make yourself mechuyev in another bracha? When really you can be yotzeh with your wife's lighting. Others say, no, you can have a mind. But the other thing, and this would come up, for example, in the example I gave before of Hong Kong, if the husband's in Hong Kong is ahead of time, and therefore, come Chleis, the third night Chanukah that he's in Hong Kong, the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neris comes in Hong Kong a good 9 hours before, 9 hours? Something like that? Yeah? 9 hours before it comes here in Manchester. So therefore, if you're in Hong Kong, you light your Neris, you are well ahead of your wife. That's for sure, okay.
Even if you're in London, you've still got to be half an hour earlier than London, Manchester.
Is it?
20 minutes.
Okay, so as long as you have, so then you have to be quick. If you're going to go to Nava Mincha, some speak about this, some the Heineken speak about it. If you're going to go Dava Marev and Shul, and she, as soon as Nach comes, she's going to light, you might miss it. So someday, then you should light first and then Nava Marev afterwards, because if you're going to light after Marev, so you're going to have to go to Marev, you're going to Rav Chunna, so you're going wherever it is, and you have to get back to where you are in London. You know traffic in London, so it's not such thing as getting from one place to another, even at 12 o'clock at night without any traffic. So you're going to have to get, it's going to take you a long time. By the time you get there, your wife will have lit already. You could, nowadays with mobile phones, call your wife and say, do me a favor, light in 5 minutes and 10 minutes, I still need to get home, I still need to light, don't light before I've lit. So that you can do nowadays with telephones. But in the olden days, they say it was a lot more complicated, so you would, it says that you should light, if you really want to make a bracha, you should light before she lights, and then not daven ma'ariv, so that ensuring that you had lit before her. Okay? That's the first halacha. So the first halacha is the halacha of Ne'er Shabbos that we need to deal with. The next halacha is halacha known as chashad. Yeah? Chashad is a halacha that means if people see that you haven't lit Ne'eris, they're going to think you're messing about. I thought this guy's a frum guy. Staying here for already 2-3 nights Chanukah, not one night I've ever seen him annoyed by him. What's with this guy? You know, he looks very frum, wearing a hat, you know, with the tzitzis and everything, but Chanukah he doesn't keep. Now, the people, they don't know that you have somebody at home lining for you. And it's discussed. What if it's, if, for example, if you're staying by somebody, let's say you're staying by your shver. Yeah, you're staying by your shver, and the rest of the family's at home. Your shver lives somewhere else, and you're staying by your shver in London for 2 nights because you have to do your, in London on business, and your family's at home. Your shver is not going to look at you and going to say, this guy, he doesn't like Neris. You know, I don't know if he's married, if he's not married, I don't know if he's single, I don't know if he's got anybody at home. You know, he's just not lighting Neris. He knows full well, you're married to his daughter. Yeah? She's lighting for you at home. He's not going to have that chashad. He's not going to be worried about you. However, in certain instances, when you're staying in a place where people don't know you, so they see a frum fellow, okay, that's chashad. So mishum chashad, there's also a thing that you should have to light the neiris, because people will look at you and they will say he doesn't light neiris. However, there is a caveat over here, and that is, it depends on what time this halacha was said. Meaning, in the olden days, the main pirsumanisa, the main mitzvah of lighting the neiris, was outside. And therefore, you pass by all these doors of the mezuzahs. Neiris, 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 nothing. Nothing. I saw a frum guy in that place. What's he doing? Why isn't he lighting neiris? There you have a problem of chashad. Nowadays, chashad looks very, very different. Because nowadays we pass in that the ikar pirsumanisa is inside, not outside. The main saying over of the Ness is inside the house. And therefore, since the main saying over of the Ness is inside the house, so then the people inside the house, nobody's going to walk past your window. You know, there are different people have different menogim. So by the Hasidim, you lie by the door. By some more literature people, you lie by the window. Even if the main presumably is inside the house, they still put it by the window. So nobody walks by a house and says, oh, I don't see Neris in the window. That means these people don't like Neris. Doesn't have to mean that. It can mean the Hasidish. The lighting, you know, between the mezuzah on one side, and then, you know, you should be mezuzah of the mitzvah. Mezuzah on one side, the neiris on the other side, and you stand in the middle, you light the neiris. Nobody's going to be able to see them from outside, because they're in a choshev room. You put them in your dining room, your Shabbos room, whatever it is, and you're lighting neiris there. Nobody can see them. That means you didn't light neiris. So chashan has changed around a lot nowadays also. Because when you're living inside, it's very, very different. So that means, let's say you have your own hotel room. Right? Nobody's going to turn around and say, ooh, I don't think this fellow's lighting Neris. Why? Because there's no Neris outside his, you know, room 204 doesn't have a candelabra outside. Yeah? Nobody's going to say that. They're not going to be expecting Neris somewhere outside in the lobby. You know, this is his Neris. He could be lighting inside his own house, in his own room. You should find out in hotels what you are and what you aren't allowed to do. I would say though that even if you're not allowed to night nares, I've been told on good authority that if you have a fire safe tray, then tea lights are basically as safe as they get. There's no, somebody once asked me about putting out neros. Somebody said to me, Rabbi, are we allowed to put out candles on Friday night? We're going out to eat, we lit at home, we want to put out the candles, we think it's dangerous, it's a fire hazard. So I spoke to somebody, I think, who spoke to the fire department, who said that if you have tea lights on a non-flammable surface, there's no issues. That's not a fire hazard. If you have candles could topple over, you have things that could burst, etc., etc. Tea lights don't burst. They don't topple over. They have a decent, and they don't make a lot of smoke either. If you lit two tea lights in your hotel room, just make sure you don't light it on the nice mahogany desk and get like two round little brown brown spots on the, it's a little bit darker over here. But in general, if you light tea lights, be'etzem, keep them away from the drapes. And there shouldn't be any issues. There should not really be a fire hazard. But, it depends. If people want to light, they want to light bafka oil, and you buy these oil things, and the oil is already not going to be as sturdy, so you have to be careful. But there's no din of chashad in the same way nowadays, because I could light in my room. You don't have to know what's going on in my room. That's what makes it my room and not your room. My room is for my private space, your room is for your private space. That's another halacha. One more halacha which we'll mention, and then we'll have to next time maybe discuss the practicals and the specifics, and that is Samach HaShulchanai. There's also a question over here about whose household are you part of? Meaning, if you eat with somebody kavua, let's say you sleep by somebody, let's say you have somebody who's a boarder. You have a young man or a young woman that boards in a certain house, pardon, a lodger, if you want to call it that, and they pay rent, they eat food with you every night, they sleep in one of your bedrooms, whatever it might be, that person is considered samuch al shulchanai. It's considered one of your house. They're one of your household. And therefore, when the head of the household lights neiros, you're part of that household. There are some times where you're not samuch al shulchanai. When you've just been invited for one night somewhere, can't say you're samuch al shulchanai. That what this person, this is your household. It's not your household. For one night, I'm sleeping here and I'm eating there. So we'll have to see, and that's going to be part of it. I'm just going to mention this as one last point, and that is the question will also be: what's the main place? Is the main place where you sleep, or is the main place where you eat? That will also be part of it. It's now 10:20. Thank you very much. Is there anybody saying Kaddish?
Next week.
After 3:00.